Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting second. The second baseman, Milt Groff. Batting third. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Woody Held. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Billy Martin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Martin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Gorman. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Tom Gorman. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting third. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Philly. Batting seventh. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Duke Moss. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Duke Moss. And now, play ball. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive towards first. Philly reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Keene. Groff moves to second. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is called out on strikes. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gorman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. Keene reaches second base with a double. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Lopez. Keene scores. Kaline moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. Maxwell reaches second base with a double. Kaline scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Groff fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Maxwell moves to third. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Lopez reaches second base with a double. Bob Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Philly scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. Lopez moves to third. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moss fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss strikes out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Finnegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Keene hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Gorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gorman moves to second. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Groff hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Groff reaches second base with a double. Gorman scores. Power moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Power scores. One out. It's Athletics, 2, Tigers, 2. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Jim Bunning now pitching. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martin moves to second. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Gorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gorman takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Groff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Philly scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Groff for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finnegan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Held. Finnegan reaches second base with a double. Bunning goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3 Athletics. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Zernial strikes out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunning fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Philly scoops it up and throws to first, with Bunning covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maxwell moves to second. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lopez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Philly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Philly scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ralph Terry now pitching. Bill Taylor pinch hits for Jim Bunning. Bill Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bowling moves to second. Bill Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bowling scores. It's Athletics, 4, Tigers, 4. Steve Boros pinch runs for Bill Taylor. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Finnegan hits a pop-up towards short. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Keene hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-4, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Heft now pitching. Luskiezas pinch hits for Ralph Terry. Luskiezas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skiezas is called out on strikes. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Power strikes out. Two outs. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Groff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. George Brunette now pitching. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Maxwell hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Philly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Brunette. Heft moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brunette fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Finnegan takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heft scores. Finnegan moves to third. Keene moves to second. It's 7-4, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brunette fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Groth now playing left field. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lopez hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Serve pinch hits for Bob Martin. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.